From the Fiscal and Budget Administrator, Department of Administrative Services, submitting a follow-up informational report regarding the unauthorized usage of personal information by an employee of a temporary agency. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Eugene.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, in October, November of last year, this committee asked us to come back with some follow-up information after the incident that occurred in October in employee benefits. We've provided in this memo some updated information about the status of that investigation. I won't get into that unless there's questions. However, what we did look at was what is our exposure for a future incident. The first thing we looked at was to find out what the breadth of the use of temporary employees is. Currently countywide, and this number fluctuates, but at the time we did the report, there are approximately 40 temporary employees countywide that are hired primarily for three temporary agencies. Most of these positions are in clerical positions, and in general, the department uses temporary help for one or two reasons. The most common reason is if there is a short-term project that was a case in employee benefits at the time, where it doesn't make sense to bring on a full-time employee who you then have to let go. The second reason is as a bridge. If a department is has a vacancy, they sometimes use temporary help until they can hire a permanent staff person. Just because of the sometimes length of time it can sometimes take to hire an individual. Those are the two primary reasons for the use of temporary employees. And from looking at it, we didn't feel this was an excessive use. It wasn't a number that caused us great concern. We also looked at current safeguards to protect sensitive information. There are a couple instances in the county where individuals from temporary employees do have access to sensitive information, but in speaking with the departments where that's occurring, we believe there are sufficient safeguards in place. We also revisited with our procurement manager and with our risk manager the contract language. There is standard indemnification, as was the case in October when that occurred. So the county is protected legally if an incident should occur. We also do require background checks. So in looking at the areas where temporary employees might have access to sensitive information, we did believe that proper safeguards were in place. Our only concern was this is being done on a somewhat ad hoc basis, and so we felt it would be best if we developed a policy on access to sensitive information and not limited also to temporary employees. We need to review access to sensitive information from all individuals who are employed by the county, whether they be permanent employees, contractors, or temporary employees. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Supervisor Brown.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate the kind of the conclusions that your department's made and the follow-up that you're planning to do. I support that, especially recognizing that it's not just temporary employees that have to deal with sensitive information. And maybe there's a broader pool that we need to make sure that there's uniform and across the county policies for this. I really appreciate that. And so I hope you don't take this as a flippant question because I don't mean it as such, but if there were proper safeguards in place, then we wouldn't have had that incident. So is it proper safeguards in place post that incident? Or obviously you can't prevent, when there's a will, there's a way kind of thing. And I guess I'm a little concerned when I read the statement that all the safeguards are in place because we actually had an incident. So I would hope that you keep that in mind. Are we still contracting with a DECO company? Are they still providing temporary employees?
I believe the answer is yes.
Okay. So has that contract been reviewed for the safeguards they put in place as they hire and investigate folks? I'm not quite sure where the fault completely lies here or whatever, and I don't think we need to rehash all that, but does that contract, an ongoing contract, is it going to be reviewed? Were there any steps taken in discussions with ADECO about their practices?
I wasn't involved with meetings with ADECO primarily concerned related to that specific incident. We did review the contracts with the three temporary agencies that we primarily contract with, including DECO, to ensure that there was primarily indemnification language so that the county is legally protected. That is in place in all three contracts. It was in place prior to the incident so that the county, even though that was a very unfortunate incident, the county was not exposed legally because of the actions of that person. One of the things we are looking into, the contract does require background checks. We're still trying to determine whether the background check... I was not involved at the time that this incident occurred to find out why the background check either was not conducted or why that information wasn't passed on to us.
Okay.
But we just, when we looked at this, we looked going forward, do we have the safeguards in place? And the answer is yes. We believe what happened was an isolated incident, a very unfortunate incident, but we believe we're in a position to prevent that from happening again.
Okay. Thank you.
The only question I would have is there an indemnification agreement and then a DECO? So if there are losses to the county, they're the ones who are responsible?
Correct.
Okay. If there are no other questions, this was strictly informational. Thank you, Mr. Eugene. It was a very helpful report. I think a good conclusion to the original incident.